I'm delighted to welcome into the studio old friends of the show and responsible for all sorts of things, which they'll tell us about at Rhythm Tree. And it's Vic King and it's Pete Holden of Vaguely Sunny. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello, Andy.
Great to be with you again once more, and yet another triumph for you, another musical event par excellence here on the island. So congratulations for yet again being involved in a cracking event here. Where are we with Rhythm Tree? Is it the sixth one? I've lost count.
Yeah, it's year six.
It's year six, so really established now as yet another excellent event, but it has its own wonderful identity. Can you kind of sum up for those people who, I mean, will be aware of Rhythm Tree, but perhaps not aware of the nature of the whole project in terms of its music? How would you sum up Rhythm Tree as being different from any other music event?
Well, I'd say it's a family-friendly event that both brings music from all over the world, and the best of this year, we think, the best of the kind of UK circuit. There's a focus on roots and folk and blues, all styles, really.
It's always had a sort of world music kind of feel, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, quite a clubby world music feel.
Sure.
And this year we've tried to expand that a little bit, in fact quite a lot, I think. With perhaps a more diverse range of artists. I mean, world music is a small phrase that covers a hell of a lot.
Everything, yeah, yeah.
And kind of work against things sometimes, the difference between, say, Omar Puente, who we have on Sunday, who's the world's number one Cuban violinist and famed for playing with people like the Buena Vista Social Club and stuff. The musical difference between him and, say, Najma Akhtar, the Asian vocalist, who a lot of people know because she's played and sang with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
And then, say, Guo Yue, the Chinese flute player, who will be appearing solo, but has performed with orchestras all over the world and contributed to film soundtracks like The Last Emperor and The Killing Fields.
I mean, it's an extraordinary... I mean, you just mentioning a few headlines there. I mean, an extraordinary eclectic mix, but a chance really here on our own dear, beautiful Isle of Wight to see acts and musicians that, frankly, a lot of other places, bigger places around the UK, for example, wouldn't get the opportunity to see. I mean, it's an extraordinary opportunity to catch some really high-class music from all around the world, as you've just mentioned.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the island can be kind of very proud of its of its musical scene generally. I was talking with someone the other day, and we were kind of comparing the island to a couple of cities with a similar population. And frankly, if you lived in Sunderland or somewhere, you wouldn't have half as much to do generally as you have on
Quite
the island.
True. Yeah.
And I think, you know, to have a festival like this, which is so accessible, it's not only what, you know, going to events like this, it's not only about what's on music-wise, it's about all the other factors, and you know, there's lots off stage activity at Rhythm Tree as well.
Coming back to that, if I may, Vic, I mean, talking about a family friendly festival, which I know it has a hallmark of being family friendly, what makes it family friendly in your opinion?
Well, I just think the little bit of attention to detail given to, I suppose, the children's side particularly. I mean, the things like the new carnival company from Ryde coming along
and being involved in
the Ryde Street.
Is that to Matt Splatt and all the guys doing circus skills?
And there's the circus side. So
wonderful.
There's a magician dressing up tent. So, I think that little bit of detail to the
easy just to attach that label family friendly to anything, isn't it? But what you're saying there quite clearly is that the attention to detail, you are actually providing focused activities for younger people and families.
In addition to the kids, you've got a sort of traditional craft element of it, healing area. So there's quite a lot going on off stage, if you like.
Marvellous.
I always think the big thing for families is not only what's on site, but how easy it is to do. And the joy of something like Rhythm Tree is you can drive along the road, you turn off the Newport Yarmouth Road, and within a minute or two, you'll be on site, parked up, and able to, you know, enjoy what's there. And you can either camp for the weekend for free, you can come and pitch a tent and stay there, or you can come and pitch a tent and just leave it there and come and go if you live on the island each day, or come and go twice in a day if you fancy. Mm. So I think, you know,
so it's almost a drop-in festival, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, it's a very different deal to having to struggle with massive traffic queues and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it makes it very accessible,
and of course, it gives it that wonderful vibe, that lovely atmosphere of being family friendly, as we've mentioned.
The other point, well, I should have mentioned, of course, is if your kids under 12 are free tickets.
Well, that's an amazing deal. That's very, very good indeed. And of course, so you mentioning some of the more, shall we say, esoteric acts that a lot of people will probably be going to see, just to see some of those people that they haven't had the opportunity to, which is marvellous. But then, just talking as we were at the top of this about the headline acts, and Kid Creole and the Coconuts, of course, headlining, which is a marvellous coup for the festival, because they are just entertainment with a capital E, aren't they? I mean, extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Outfit.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we were looking for an act that would both kind of bring some glamour to the festival, frankly, which they do. You know, they're super sassy, super sexy. They've got great tunes, they're great entertainers, but of course also musically they're very much kind of rooted in the Rhythm Tree world. You know, they're not just a pop act.
Well, we were talking just a while ago when you arrived off air about how eclectic the influences were for Kid Creole in that early 80s, early to mid 80s period, and that was really quite unusual at that time.
Exactly. They were groundbreakers, really. And I think, you know, when people have hits and you become familiar with the hits over the years, it's easy to forget where they were when they first came out. And this was groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, mixing all sorts of vibes, the Latin American vibe with the disco.
Yes.
As we just heard on Stool Pigeon there, you know, a really early rap.
Yes, absolutely.
That, you know, that probably, I'm not sure of my dates, but I think that probably even predates the
early
Harry Atomic rap and stuff.
So,
you know, these are cutting edge musical people that also put on a great
but they
show.
I was going to say, I mean, the combination of superb musicianship, a wonderfully wide range of influences, and a show, you know, a real show. I mean, Auguste Arnault is just a showman, isn't he? I mean, he's brilliant. And he still turns it on, even now. I mean, he's just the same. It's absolutely.
I've had a couple of conversations with them over the phone, and they're hilarious. They're so looking forward to coming back to the island, because they played here Bestival in 2006, I think.
Oh, right, yes,
the third Bestival, I think,
Of course.
And, they've done Camp Bestival since then.
But they're looking forward to coming back and revisiting.
Kid Creole actually says that when he came to the island last time, it inspired a new song that they kept in their set ever since.
Oh, wonderful.
And on top of that, they're also being reunited with Andy Kershaw.
Yes,
DJ.
Of course. Yes, I noticed that. Yeah, that's great.
Andy's thrilled because...
It was he who broke them over here initially, wasn't it, in
the
UK?
Well, I don't know about broke them, but it was before he became a DJ. When he was a young guy, a student in Leeds University, he was booking all the bands at Leeds University. Right. And Leeds University had very big bands playing there because they didn't have a city hall in town. And he actually booked the first ever Kid Creole and the Coconut show in the UK.
Wow.
In 1982.
Fantastic.
So, they go well back. So
Andy Kershaw's going to be at the Rhythm Tree as well, because he's got that new book out, I believe, hasn't he? So
No Off Switch.
No Off Switch, that's right, yes. Yeah, great title.
If you know Andy, it's perfect title.
Perfect.
It's a great book.
You
know, in so many ways, it's a great read. It's a real amazing life that guy's had, almost by accident.
Yeah.
You know,
he seems such a genuinely enthusiastic, passionate young, you know, older guy now, but I mean, he's always had that passion for music, and he just speaks it as he sees it.
Exactly. And his knowledge of music is just. And it's not a kind of. You know, kind of academic knowledge. It's a heart and soul.
It's a fan's knowledge. It's not nerdy. So, absolutely.
And he does great. I saw him do a DJ set at a festival last year, and I'd never heard him do a kind of DJ set other than on the radio. Oh boy, it was such fun.
You know,
and he had everyone going for 3 or 4 hours. I think it was, till late in the night, playing songs, and it was so nice to see a big room of people dancing, not to beats,
but to
songs.
Tunes. Yeah,
and you know, amazing. So Andy kicks off as Kid Creole come off stage on the Saturday
night. Perfect. Oh, lovely.
But he's up against the Plastic Mermaids.
I was going to say Plastic Mermaids, of course, as well. I mean, they're a great act, and I mean, you've really got some gems. Well, every single. I mean, you could run down the list. It's a huge list, and we will bring some more highlights out when we come back to you. So, gents, Vic and Pete of Vaguely Sunny, we'll come back to you and talk some more about this wonderful event next weekend. Fingers crossed for the weather, of course. Some of this would be nice, wouldn't it? Fingers crossed.
The forecast
is great.
It's looking good. Yeah. Confident, positive. That's what we want.
We're relaxed about the weather.
Good stuff. We'll come back to Vic and to Pete after a couple more tunes. We'll do that quiz for you one more time. The Summer Sizzler, 10 out of 10. Hey, 4 out of 10 is the most I got so far. I thought it was an easy one today, but apparently not. We'll see how Vic and Pete do with it. But after these, we'll have one from Andy Williams going back to 1963. Do you fancy some of that, guys? Glorious stuff there. Neil Diamond, I think, responsible for that one, as he was of so many of the Monkees hits. That one, the theme from the Monkees. It's 18 to 12 in the studio with me. It's Pete Holden and Vic King of Vaguely Sunny, responsible for a huge amount of work in terms of putting the programme together for next weekend's awesome Rhythm Tree Festival that we've been talking about. And just coming back to you guys, and I mean, there's so much in the way of different genres of music. I mean, if you were going to list the different genres, it would take probably half an hour, because along with the act. So what else can we look forward to then, Vic?
Well, I think we wanted to say a little bit about the sort of more folk element of the festival, because that's something new. That hasn't necessarily been something at Rhythm Tree before. So, well, there are 5 or 6 acts, Pete, aren't there? There's a couple who were nominated in the BBC 2 Radio Folk Awards earlier this year. Josiane Clark and Ben Walker won the Best Duo Award in that, and they're a great duo, because... Josiane's got this sort of dual-like voice, complemented brilliantly by Ben's guitar. Stick in the Wheel also were nominated in.
I've heard of them. I've not. What sort of folk do they play, Vic? Because I've heard of them, but I actually heard them.
They're a London-based act. Act's probably not quite the right word for them, but they're very much kind of their own. Sort of lyrically and stuff, and very much kind of inspired by the here and now. So it's almost like taking the rawer end of the folk sound and putting it with really contemporary and insightful kind of urban lyricism. And it works amazingly. It's real heart and soul stuff, and really, really gripping.
That's interesting, because I mean, so many people, when they hear the word folk and the shutters come down, because they go back to sort of bearded pipe smokers in the back rooms of pubs in 1966. But folk is as contemporary as any other type of music at the moment.
More so, Andy, I think, a lot of the younger acts. To be honest, I think a lot of the younger acts in the folk world put our current kind of rock scene to shame when it comes to commentating on the world around them and things, and you know, lyrically taking things, actually having something to say and saying it. I think that, you know, some of these young acts like Stick in the Wheel are amazing, and then you've got another one we've got is the Dry Stones, who are just two young lads, 17, 18 year olds from the West Country, from the Mendips, guitar and fiddle, and they're just absolutely amazing as a live act. And I was just the other day watching some film of them playing at on the Avalon stage in Glastonbury, Glastonbury Festival a couple of weeks ago. And the stage was rammed. The tent was absolutely rammed. And if you'd just seen the film of the audience, you'd have sworn it was a Ramones gig. You know, it's just amazing. You know,
that's
so
great.
You know, I think it's really important to have acts like that. And of course, the other thing is that the island is bringing through acts like that as well. Young contemporary acts that are really kind of thinking outside the box.
Well, you alluded to this a little earlier, both of you, that I mean, and I get comments all the time from people, and you mentioned, I think, Pete, in terms of towns or cities indeed across the UK with populations far in excess of our resident population here on the island, and they don't have anything like the vibrancy of a local music scene that we do. And we do have an extraordinary talent base, and I'm constantly banging on about this, because I think that it's important, because we have so much talent, and it's not just bigging up a few people, it's just lying carpet thick across the whole island. There's just so much stuff.
It's amazing. It's a musical island.
It is.
It really is.
Simply
and,
that.
And I love it. I love being here for that. Yeah. And it's a thrill. I mean, there's some of the young acts here are just stunning. I mean, we've got one on Furthermore, three-piece kind of leaning towards the electronica side of things. They were brilliant in the Kashmir Cafe tent this year. So, and then any amount of really high-quality young singer-songwriters like Penny Churchill and Emma Williams.
Oh, yes, I know. Penny, she's wonderful, yes.
And then, you know, the more established bands now, like Plastic Mermaid.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, we've got Bobby I Can Fly coming back to close on a Sunday night.
Fabulous.
So that's fab.
Yeah.
And the Oms and Badal and Dolly Mops. And the list is almost, you know, it was a real problem. Even though we've got three stages in 3 days, it was a real, and thankfully it wasn't my problem, but it was a real problem, you know. Having to say no to some great island acts that we just couldn't fit on.
Well, I mean, you've got the most extraordinary balance of cracking music. I mean, just all the boxes ticked next weekend's Rhythm Tree. So, personally, I'd like to wish you guys the best of luck. Not that I think you need it with a setup like
Thanks, Andy. But
I'd also like to offer my personal congratulations for being part of putting together such a wonderful act, wonderful event.
It's been a pleasure so far. I'm sure with the weather forecast and the beautiful sight and everything else, we're going to have a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely. Can you give us a few more details about costings and one or two other bits and pieces?
Yeah, just briefly run through some of that then, Andy. In terms of cost, a weekend adult ticket is £75, one for a teenager over 12 is 40, as I said, under 12s are free.
Yeah, marvellous.
You can get a day adult ticket for £30 or a day teen ticket for £15.
Mm-hmm,
and shall I just say a few places you can get those?
Of course.
You can get them online from ctickets.com, but locally from Waterstones, Newport, Cafe Isola in Pyle Street, Newport, from the Dairy Deli in Shelfleet, Union in Watch House Lane, Cales, and Mrs. Middleton's shop,
Freshwater. Good, brilliant stuff.
Loads more information on our website.
Website is www.rhythmtree.co.uk.
So loads of all that information and more, of course, on that website. Gentlemen, an absolute pleasure, as always, to see you. That's Pete Holden and Vic King of Vaguely Sunny. And well done, guys. And thank you so much for a busy time, for making time to come in and see us today.
Our pleasure.
Pleasure, Andy.
Best of luck with everything you do. Cheers. Speak to you again before long, I'm sure.